My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benishak, a freshman from the Great Lakes State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a longtime surgeon, and he joins me now to offer his thoughts on where things stand with the president's health care plan, what he expects and perhaps hopes to hear from the Supreme Court, and what the Republican-led House might do as a result of that decision, which is expected now at pretty much any day. And, Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Greg. A pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. The health care debate was the main reason you ran for Congress and became the front runner, perhaps the reason that former Congressman Stupak decided not to seek reelection. So it was clearly a huge issue in your district back in 2010. How big of an issue is it right now?
Well, it's huge. You know, the president's health care bill is a real problem for employees, employers, citizens in general. You know, it's just going to destroy our healthcare system, in my opinion. You know, I'm a doctor. I've been taking care of patients for 30 years. You know, I got some firsthand experience in healthcare and then dealing with health insurance and Medicare. And well, I want to see this these systems preserved for our future generations. And Mr. Obama's plan to me is really bad for America.
There's a lot of different reasons. I know that conservatives are opposed to the plan. You said it could destroy the health care system. What are a couple of the reasons you think that's the case?
Well, let's face it, the president's law cuts over $500 billion out of Medicare. I mean, you know, what's going to happen with Medicare? I mean, the trust fund is already in trouble. Cutting $500 billion and you know, authorizing the Independent Payment Advisory Board to make decisions as to how to cut spending by cutting payments to providers isn't going to help small hospitals in rural northern Michigan. I'll tell you that. You know, most of those hospitals are operating on a razor-thin margin now, and cutting their Medicare payments isn't going to make them stay open easier. You know, the risk of cutting payments to physicians and other providers isn't going to make them want to serve Medicare patients. You know, there's a lot of things that are bad with the plan, and, you know, being familiar with it as a physician, you know, I know how bad it can be. You know, more than 50% of physicians polled recently want to see the plan, you know, removed.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman and longtime doctor Dan Benishak, and sir, it's pretty clear what you hope the Supreme Court says. Any clue from studying the arguments or just perhaps some word going around Capitol Hill about what to expect in the next few days here?
Well, you know, I was able to sit in on an afternoon of the oral arguments, and you know, I think that from what I saw, the judges weren't all that happy with the idea of the plan. I'm hopefully it will be completely repealed, of course. And you know, if it is, that'll be great. If it's partially repealed, I'm going to work on full repeal. You know, the American people deserve better. You know, we need a Republican plan after repeal. Is to, you know, have a conversation with the American people, not rush something through unstudied. You know, we want to have a conversation with America and improve our healthcare system to, you know, to get the things that Americans want, not, you know, not a plan that was rushed through in the dead of night. Nobody knew what the plan was, you know, before it was passed. That's just ridiculous. So we want to work with the American people and improve our system.
Since this current Congress began in January of last year, there was almost immediately the House passed a full repeal of the president's health care plan. Obviously, it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. You mentioned the Independent Payment Advisory Board. The House has repealed that as well as some other individual provisions of the bill. What do you see the House Republicans as being in a position to truly affect as long as Democrats are in the Senate and the White House?
Well, we just got to keep educating the American people, Greg. I mean, Americans want more access to health care. You know, we have the best health care system in the world. You know, I'm very proud of the work I did with patients. The problem is it costs too much. And Mr. Obama's plan didn't address that at all. You know, the costs are going up and up and up. People see, you know, they don't see their prices going down. We need to get the free market involved in health care. You know, the example I always use is car insurance. You know, and each state pretty much has only two or three providers of health insurance, whereas car insurance you can buy all across America and with a lot more competition. That's going to decrease the cost if we apply those same kind of rules to health insurance. So that's one of the things we need to, you know, free market competition and involved in that industry would, I think, bring down costs. There's a lot of several other ideas, too, that we want to, you know, run by the American people. Let's not pass something without having a good discussion.
As our exit question here, Congressman, I want to draw on your medical experience one more time. And you mentioned before that hospitals are working on the margins. It's a possibility that Medicare payments could be reduced yet again, and that makes obviously less of an incentive for physicians like yourself to accept those patients, certainly Medicaid the same as well. If, in fact, the bulk of this law stands, do you suspect that people in your position will be less likely to stay in their jobs as doctors and surgeons?
Hey, listen, I've talked to my colleagues, and many of them say, hey, listen, unless this gets changed, we're just going to retire. And getting people to go into the healthcare system and go to rural areas and take care of these patients, it's going to become a challenge. That's why this law is so bad. I mean, they say they're going to guarantee access to coverage, but coverage is something different than care. We want to have access to care. We want to have you be able to go to a local hospital, have a local physician take care of you. And with this kind of a law, it's going to diminish your access to care.
And we'll be following the ruling from the court. We'll be following congressional action after that. And certainly your effort to win a second term. We know you're on the ballot for a second term up there as well. So we'll be following, sir. It's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Greg.
Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benischak represents his state's first congressional district. He's a longtime physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.